Uncle C, back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be discussing the number one problem that most beta males have. Okay, now as we progress through this video, not only do I want you to take an outside look, an outside perspective at exactly how you think and how you expect people to treat you, but as I discuss this, I also want you to tap into your innermost self to where you think about what you feel about yourself. Okay, and if you're making some of these mistakes as to what you think you deserve, what you think you've earned, and if you hold any sort of hostility or bitterness or resentment within past relationships or in times where you think you were owed something, I think that this video is going to give you massive clarity. Now, the biggest difference between the full stack 1%ers versus the 99%ers, the 99% of men in pain day to day, is that the 99%ers do not understand how to ditch the victim mentality. I truly believe that this presentation is going to bring you massive focus and clarity. And not only that, you're going to be able to walk away with something after this video that you did not have. Now, before we begin, fellas, I wanted to quickly announce that if you have been struggling in a current relationship for many time where you notice your woman is pulling back, you notice your woman is going cold, you notice your brain is in haywire, and you feel as if you've done everything right. You've done what people have told you. You've focused on yourself. You've became the best version of yourself. You are still running into these issues. I want you to go down below. I want you to hit the free case study link for the relationship blueprint. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through an end-to-end video presentation. After that presentation, you're going to have the opportunity to potentially hop on the phone with me. We will discuss one-to-one to see if you're a good fit and if I can help you, and if so, I'm going to show you exactly what you have to do to fix all of those issues. But moving on, the biggest issues that 99%ers have is that they think that the world operates in covert contracts. Okay, what is a covert contract? Covert contract is this: they play the nice guy frame, they play the nice guy role, or they think that they are owed something. This is what I mean. They think, hey, I did X, therefore I deserve Y. And they think that the world operates like this automatically. They think if they do enough of X, the Y output should just be automatically granted to them. Now, let's look at just a few ways how most beta males operate within covert contracts and they don't even necessarily realize it, okay? I did X. I gave my girlfriend, I gave my wife a dozen roses every single Saturday, one time per week, therefore I deserve Y. I deserve her love forever. Okay? I came into work early every single day, 7 days a week, therefore I deserve the promotion. You see, when you limit yourself to covert contracts, you think that if you do something, if you do what's expected of you, people will naturally grant you in return specifically what it is that you would desire. However, this covert contract right here causes men massive pain. Not only that, it causes men massive anxiety. And not only that, it causes men massive destruction when they start to figure out that the world does not operate like that. When they start to understand that even if you do everything right, even if you take the action steps of self-improvement, even if you do what it is that you should be doing, the problem is when you limit yourself to nice guy, good guy frame and you live by the code of, hey, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna shut up and I'm gonna do exactly what's told of me. You now just strip yourself of everything that made you a man in the first place. Let's keep going further with this topic. These men live by this code thinking to themselves, if I do everything right, I will have a smooth and problem-free life. Okay, this is the mindset of weak men. The reason why this is the mindset of weak men is because they are now letting somebody else control what they get, what they should be getting, based off of the input that they put into it. Now, you have to understand that just because you feel as if you deserve something, just because you think the world operates a certain way, you'll be sorely mistaken when that slaps you in the back of the head and you do not receive what it is that you intended it for. I'm going to teach you exactly why I encourage men to be full stack. Men must be full stack 1%ers. You must be a full stack man. What is a full stack? Well, a full stack man is a man that has every sort of aspect of his life figured out, not for the reason of getting Y, but he has every single aspect of his life figured out due to the fact that this keeps him confident, this keeps him grounded, this keeps him in control. See, that's the difference. The difference between the weak beta male versus the strong dominant alpha is that the weak beta does not have any control of his internal world. You have to understand this. When you're a full stack one percenter, you now have control of your internal world. Your internal world, what goes on between your head, shifts your external universe. When you can change your external universe as a man, this gives you even more rock solid stability and comfort within yourself due to the fact that you understand how to actually change. You're not just living by some sort of social construct or some covert contract that you've been fed through your upbringing. Now, let's look at what a full stack one percenter is. Okay, a full stack one percenter is a man who has four things and four things only. The very first is his body, okay? This is a man that has his body on check 24/7. If you look at pictures of me throughout my entire, you know, ever since 2015 when I got heavily invested in exercise, you will notice that I maintain upkeep every single day, every single week, every single year. That's because the body controls the mind. The mind controls the output you're able to put into this world, okay? The full stack man has his body on point 24/7. What is the second? The second is his purpose. He has his purpose in check. The reason why he has his purpose in check is because he has touch within himself spiritually. He has touch with God. He has connection within himself that keeps him grounded. He does not feel like a floating body bag through this space. He feels as if the strength is in him due to the fact that he's here for a reason. For those of you that are not spiritual or you do not believe in anything, you must understand that the only stubborn person that you're hindering is yourself. You are not braver by not believing anything. In fact, you're hindering yourself from what you could be. Number three is going to be finances. This is a materialistic external thing that cannot be made up for. The reason for this is because not only does this give you stability so you can lay your head on the pillow at night knowing that your shit's safe, but women appreciate power. Okay? When you're young, she will settle for ambition. She will settle for a man that is ambition driven. However, when you're older, this is going to shift to the fact where she wants a man with results. Because if you do not have the results, this shows low competency. Low competency gives her the ability to look you in the eyes and ask one question: what have you been doing with your time all these years? And this might make you very uncomfortable, because if you have not been putting in the time, if you have not been putting in the work, you know exactly who you are and how you've gotten to the standpoint you're in today. And last but not least, number four, I think might even be the most important aspect of a full stack one percenter. And this is attitude. Okay, this is attitude within yourself. This is attitude with, if you look at how the world is, glass is half empty versus half full. This is your attitude with females. This totally dictates if you're a strong, dominant male or if you are weak. Okay, the reason why men need to be at all, you have to be a full stack one percenter, is because if any of these are out of line, out of balance, there's a chink in your armor and you will start to suffer. This is why I encourage self-mastery. Now, what does it mean when you are a full stack one percenter? Well, not only does this give you options, so that way you don't have to live by these false covert contracts, but this also gives you a higher guard. Okay, before, when this man is desperate for friends, desperate for a girlfriend, desperate for anybody, you're desperate to get people out of your life because you only want the respect, you only want the time, you only want the energy from people that help you get to the top. This can be women, this can be men, but your guard is up higher because it is harder for people to access the king. And not only that, you now have thicker skin. Because in order to align these four things, there was nothing harder, there was no more trials and tribulations that you had to go through more to develop thicker skin than to get the body, purpose, finances, and attitude on point. Because of this, you now actually understand how to be successful within the masculine space that you've built for yourself within the sexual playing field. And not only that, you understand congruently what your role is in relationships to have success without the drama of the 99%. So what am I talking about when I tell you this? Well, first off, I'm trying to explain to you that this takes work. This is not something you're going to master in a day. This is not something you're going to master in a week. This is not something you're going to be mastering in a year. This takes day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, nose to the grindstone until you've fortified yourself into the exact man that you know you need to be. This takes work. There is no time for Netflix and chill. There is no time for smoke substances you shouldn't be smoking and rub one out to thehub.com. You ain't got time for that if you're a high value male on your mission. I'm encouraging self-mastery. I'm taking a stand for masculinity to help men ditch these covert contracts, adapt the mindset of strength, make it their duty to be on a path towards success, and not only that, actually have the dating and relationship life that they've always wanted, they've always desired, and not only that, one that they know how to carry out and execute dominantly to truly have it all. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.